Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Do you love Jesus? Today, we are going to talk about something that I really believe that it's very, very important. Amen? And we find this in the book of Exodus. If you can get me, you can read from the New King James Version. New King James Version, Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16, I believe we are going to really learn something that is going to benefit us today. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you're going to be a better person, I promise you, when you leave this place. Amen. Exodus 16 from verse 1. Do you have New King James Version ready? Okay, let's read that.
Then all the assembly of the children of Israel set out from Elim and came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month, after their departure from the land of Egypt, verse 2, and the whole assembly of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, verse 3.
The 15th of the second month is basically 1 month. Say 1 month. 1 month. Amen. After they left, after they left, hallelujah. After they left the... After they left Egypt, hallelujah. And then they murmured. They did what? They complained. Say they complained. They complained. Say they complained.
They complained.
The one thing, or amongst the things that the children of Israel land in Egypt is to complain. All the 400 years they just learned that in the world people complain. And I want you to be aware of the fact that we live in the world that complains. Hello? We live in the world that complains. But the Bible says that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. In other words, we are not supposed to be like the world. They were taken out of Egypt, but they still had a lot of Egyptian habits and way of life that influenced them. And many of us, we are not even aware that the way we live, it's actually the way we used to live. Or the way we see other people around us live. We join them as they complain. They say on an average, a person complains between 15 and 30 times a day. An average person, say no, that's average. It means that there are those who complain like 100 times. If you look at the distribution curve, probably it's going to be people who complain 100 times. Say, neighbor, you don't want to be around a person who complains 100 times a day. Or you don't want to be that person who's complaining. Is there somebody who knows somebody who complains? Let me see that hand. Or maybe I'm talking to the wrong people. If you know somebody who complains, just lift up your hand. Also, some of you don't know people complain. On average, 15 to 30 times, which means that many of us here have complained already at least once today. Since this morning, some of us are already running on number 10. We are in a rush to finish our quota for the day, which is 100. Hello. I mean, some of us complain about everything. Everything. Amen. So the children of Israel, they murmured. This thing they learned from Egypt. Well, okay, people complain. So we are going to complain. But you see, you are no longer like them. The moment you are, it's okay to complain in Egypt. But once you are out of Egypt, you have to start turning your complaining into praying.
Amen.
You see, complaints are against, praying are for. In other words, when you complain and God is listening, you're against God. But when you're praying, you are for God. You're speaking to God. And it's a communication with God. But when you murmur and complain, you are working against God. And I'll show you that the dangers of complaining. Say, but you're going to know the dangers of complaining and murmuring and wara-wara all this day, all these things. Hallelujah. Continue reading.
And the children of Israel said to them, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and when we had ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger."
Hallelujah. Can you read that verse again?
And the children of Israel said to them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.
Now, people complain about many things. But before we look at what people normally complain about, I want you to understand the seriousness of, first of all, complaining. The gravity of it, the implications of even opening your mouth, complaining about anything, it doesn't matter what it is, what it actually means. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13, now listen to this. 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. And he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. Beyond what? Beyond what? Beyond your ability. In other words, that any situation that comes your way that finally causes you to complain has undergone the weighing of heaven, the measurements. And God has decided, doesn't matter what it is that's happening in your life, that you're facing, whatever makes you complain. Amen? The Bible says that you are bigger than it. Now, listen to me. You are bigger than it. Okay? So, what does complain mean? And why God hates it is this, and I'll show you more of the scriptures, is that you are saying to whatever is in front of you, you are bigger than me. Oh, yes. You are bigger than me. You have just surrendered your authority. Anything you complain about, you are saying you are bigger than me. You literally bow to this power. Some form of idolatry that raises another power beyond what God has given you. Nothing comes your way. In other words, as a Christian, there's no reason to complain about anything, whether it's your children, whether it's your husband, whether it's your car, whether it's your food, whether it's what have you. Are you hearing me? Complaining must never come from a child of God's mouth. It's not even an option. Because the moment you open your mouth and complain, you have just surrendered your power. Forget it. From that moment, that thing is all over you. You will dance to its music. It will get worse. Oh, if you don't want anything to get worse, don't even complain about it, because you are just going to give it more petrol and more firepower against you. Complaining is bad. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Now, if you consider that an average person complains up to 30 times a day, we are in trouble. Amen? Amen. This very week, I don't know how many times you have complained, and this coming week, you have even lost count. Say, anybody, you have even lost count. It's cold, you're complaining. It's hot, you're complaining. Amen?
Amen?
At that moment when you complain, it means you have lost your sense of gratitude. God. For gratitude and complaining cannot coexist. They are not neighbors. Hello. Say never you, I feel bad already. Why this God every time I come he talks to me? Why, ma? Why? So who must he talk to you? That's how of us have just had a big fight this week. Welcome. Hallelujah. Leave this place a better person. Do you want to hear what God is saying? Amen. Hallelujah. So the moment, it doesn't matter what it, the moment you start complaining, Bob says you must be anxious about nothing, but in prayer and supplication, let us make our request known unto God. Amen. Without complaining. And how many of you, by complaining and murmuring and worrying, you have added what? What have you added? Zero. If anything, you are against God. Complaining is against God. It's not even about containing the person in front of you. It's against God. And I'll show you why complaining is against God. It doesn't matter what kind of complaint. The moment you complain, it's against God. If you're complaining about your job, you're against God, because it's God who placed you in that place. For a mission and for a purpose. Hello. Do you still love me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But Pastor, you don't understand. I do. Don't understand these people I live with. Before we go anywhere, I want you to understand that complaining is bad. It shouldn't come out of a child of God's mouth.
Amen.
It's literally standing against your Creator and questioning Him. He says, come, let's reason together, not complain. Come, let's reason, not complain. You see, complaining is not a dialogue. You are just throwing tantrums. Muta complainer is not even looking for any response. He's just venting. Whoever has ears, let him hear how frustrated I am. Don't try to answer a person who's complaining. He's not looking for an answer. Don't try to answer somebody's complaining. You're going to fight. He's going to fight with you because he's not looking for an answer. He's just venting. Whatever answer you try to give, it will create another problem. Because this one is not interested in solutions. He's trying to vent whatever emotions they have. But this person, I was trying to explain it to this person. I was trying to explain. How many of you have had a difficult customer and tried to calm that customer? And then you have to call your senior. Please, I was trying to talk to this person. I tried to explain. That person has got his own issues. You are not going to solve it by talking to that person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They're just venting. They're just venting. Say, I'm not like that in the name of Jesus. Say, turn your complaining into praying. Amen. Amen. And your complaint into prayer. Do you love Jesus Christ? To love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, what are the people complaining about? Daily inconveniences. traffic jams, you're going to have them. Potholes. Oh, potholes. You know what? This thing is like, it's not me who hit it. It's not the car. It's me who hit that thing. I can feel the pain. And you start venting. Amen? The long queues. Are you here? Bad karma service, bad customer services. Load shedding. Say never load shedding, power failures. You're now a Mara municipality umara. Mfuleni. Somebody's looking down. Technology. Poor connection, poor Wi-Fi. You just get one something, only one. Bar. And it's like. Hallelujah. Amen. Complaining about other people's behavior. Co-workers, colleagues. Look at the same neighbor. Mm-hmm. Hey, he's a prophet, ne? Look at the neighbor, he's a prophet, ne? I heard that he's a prophet. Now I believe he's a prophet. He's a prophet. Family members. Oh, my sister, my brother, my mother, my father, my wife, my husband. Hi, who treats him? Can you complain? Seneva, why are you so serious? You want to complain? Somebody has already complained that the church is taking too long. Oh, it's too cold in this church. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
We can complain about family members' habits. This one is like this. This one is not doing this. This one is doing that. Husbands. This one is always doing this. My husband is always doing this. I know married people understand what I'm saying. The wife is always doing this. Hey, why does not he remove his shoes? Who's going to take these shoes? Who's gonna remove these shoes here? Oh, hallelujah. So anyway, there's plenty of opportunities to complain. Plenty. Abundance of complaining opportunities. They are everywhere. Why didn't they clean this? Why do they leave a bathroom like this? Why the hair? Yeah, why the hair? The kumpu, oh, you left your hair. Ooh. Hi, say neighbor. There's plenty. You find them everywhere. Opportunities all over the house. You find them in the kitchen. You find them in the bathroom. You find them in the bedroom. Opportunities to complain. Oh, plenty. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, galore. You want to complain? Plenty. Even here, this sound is too loud. It's too loud. Yes, we have just given you another reason to complain. We've just given you another one. We just added. Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Plenty. Say plenty.
Plenty.
Plenty of what? Complaining opportunities. Amen?
Amen.
feeling that you have been disrespected and frustrated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that somebody's taking credit. That's my idea. That's my idea. You're already frustrated. You're already complaining. That's my idea. You know, this business, if it wasn't me, you know, this company would not be where it is. Ooh, look at you. Say never, ooh, look at you. And God is looking at you and say, who made it possible, by the way? Is it in your own strength? Is it your wisdom? Oh, no. No, no, no. Oh, yes. Complaining is against God. Amen. Senator, but wherever you look, you will see opportunities. The moment you start, you turn your complaints into prayers, that's the moment you will start to walk in your victories. You are taking control over the situations. Are you hearing me? Personal stressors, finances, financial issues, job pressures. Say never job pressure. Yo. We are overworked. We work too much. We don't even have a break. Bowing before that the power that be. That's what you're doing. When you complain, you're just saying, I'm frustrated because you are more powerful than me. I feel powerless over the situation. Then you start complaining. Or else. Okay, just say never. I see. From today, you are no longer going to complain. The way you look right now. Why is it bad? It affects three areas of your life. Now, and I have summed it up in the mnemonic called joy. You basically lose your joy. But every letter stands for something in the joy for you to remember easily. Amen? Say, neighbor, when you complain, you lose your joy. No one is happier after complaining. Have you seen one? After, he complaining. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. You'll be the first one. Miracle man. A woman then. Amen? Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Say joy.
Joy.
Say never, don't lose your joy. And the first area, J represents Jesus or God. So Jesus, say Jesus. So it affects your relationship with God. Amen? Then O is others. It affects your relationship with others. And lastly, Y is you. It affects you badly. And I'm going to show you how complaining affects you. More than the person you're complaining about. It destroys you. It has more impact on you than the other person. You know, many people, you know, people who have listened to people complain all the time, they are able to shut off, something like that. They are able to close their ears until you finish. When you are finished, and then they switch back on. It's a coping mechanism. Literally switch off. Mara onza ushebi, onza umamiti, mara hauk. Why protect? Uke muta. Yeah, kiatiba umami, umame. Of course. What must we do? We're trying to survive here. Come on, let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm no longer going to complain if nobody listens. Just look at me until I finish. They wait for me to finish. Complaining has a way of rewiring your brain. Say, rewires one's brain. Amen? It does what? I cannot hear you. There's an area in your brain called hippocampus. Say hippocampus. It's responsible for this kind of things. So it gets rewired in a way that it makes you more susceptible to more complaints, to further complaints. In other words, even when you are not going to complain next time about that thing, you will complain about it. Because your brain is rewired now in such a way that you are vulnerable to complain. Hello? But you see, that's science. Let me give you a spiritual explanation. The spiritual explanation is that you have given in to that power, so it controls you now. You can't tell it anything. It will bring more of the same. More of the same. Somebody will tell, "Huninki bua." You have been complaining. You must say, "Huninki complainers." Don't say, "Huninki bua." Am I talking to somebody here? "Huninki tsaranki complainer." Yeah, no sabui. Because when you speak, people listen. When you complain, people shut their ears. Have you seen people who complain? They quickly move from one issue to another. You can't even keep up. They move very fast. They are no longer on this issue. They are on the other one that happened 3 months ago. And then when you think you are still on 3 months, they are back on 3 days ago. And by the way, you are the common factor. Oh, Jesus. Am I talking to somebody today? Oh, yes. Say, from today, no more complaints. Only prayers. I'll pray about things. I'll speak, but I won't complain. If nobody listens, I commit to God in prayer. Hello? Are you still here? It's bad in that it affects your body in many ways. Almost all the systems in your body can be affected by what you call chronic complaining. Hallelujah. can leave you with body pains that you don't even know. Sometimes people come here, man of God, my body is painful. I pray that God will show me that you are complaining too much. Instead of us saying be healed, we must say stop complaining in the name of Jesus. It leaves you with headaches. I've had this headache for the whole week. Yes. How many times did you complain the whole week? It does not even respond to painkillers. Yes, of course. That's not the treatment. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
You just have to stop complaining. Simple. Headache is gone. Are you here?
Amen.
I hope somebody's listening to what I'm saying. Yeah, I believe it's going to help somebody. Amen. Say never, there will be plenty of reasons to complain. I will never run out of them. There are many. Many. It affects your gut to cause you constipation or even diarrhea or just upside down. Why malakali so mad? My stomach these days, man. Check what has been happening these days. Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Check what has been happening these days. I've got stomach pains and ish. I don't understand my stomach. Your stomach doesn't understand you too. Why you are inflicting this pain on it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tiredness, fatigue. Lump in your throat. You'll even think it's cancer. Hello.
Amen.
You come to us, we check, we tell you there's nothing. You say, no, there must be something. No, I do feel something. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
High blood pressure. Doctors are saying my high blood pressure is uncontrollable, of course. Let's control this complaining first. It will come all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abnormal sugar levels and those with diabetes also uncontrolled. It lowers your immune systems. Anything makes you sick. Anything makes you sick. Hello?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor, complaining is bad.
Complaining is bad.
It's bad for you too. You can see it's bad for you too. And God doesn't want it because he does not want you to be miserable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How does it affect others? No one wants to be around a grumpy person. No one. Naba tumara bampati. Okay. Slow down. Seneba, slow down. We want to hear the matter nicely. Slow down. Why people stay away from you? Why? Negativity is death. It's no life. There's no life. You know, negative people or people who like complaining, they will make you see things you're not seeing. And they affect you. Say, but this thing I would not have even noticed is there. But I'm too busy. Did you see so-and-so these days? What does he do? Though he's talking to you. But he's talking to me, so he's not talking to you. Hallelujah. Causes tensions in the homes. Amen. People don't like you. They don't like to be around you. When you arrive, say, oh, saliting, ooh, saliting. Second, safigile, my soul. They don't look forward to your arrival because you are going to pick up something that's not right around here and it's going to be hell for us. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
And people start checking, what is not right here? What is not right? What is the, say neighbor, you are stressing people. Amen? Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, when you correct people nicely, this is fine. But you see, a person who complains, as I said, the aim is not peace. It's not to find peace. It's not to find nothing. It's to create a scene. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? But just say what the issues are. Let's attend to them and solve them. Deflecting, removing us from the real issues. And that's how people get stressed, because they don't even know how to handle you. How does it affect God? Very, very important. As I said in the beginning, that this is against God. Number one, it questions God's faithfulness. In other words, when God says in Numbers 23, verse 19, that he's not a man to lie, he's not a son of man to change his mind. Hallelujah. If he said some things, will he not do? When he said nothing will stop, will be able to stand before you. When he said nothing will be able to come your way, that is too big for you. So why are you throwing your hands in the air? Why are you looking so frustrated? Why are you making so much noise? This thing is within your control. Because God is faithful. When he says he won't allow things our way, even this one, must bow. Hallelujah. Even this one must do what? Must bow. You know, when you're saying, Bana, how long I've been talking to these children for a long time. Now you're complaining. Talk to them. Continue talking to them. Do you see the difference? Just continue telling, because you know that these children are under my authority. The moment I complain about them, it means I'm saying, "Hey, you are not, I'm under you." They'll continue to do what they want, because you have just given them power over you as a parent. Don't complain. You just speak. You speak to them day and night. You speak. As a parent, you just speak. You speak life. You declare. That's what I'm saying. You don't complain. You speak. Prayer is about declaring God's purposes for your children. You're praying. You know, some of us think that prayer is when you close your eyes. No, not in the days we live in. Prayer is all the time, because we are spirit beings. God is in us through His Spirit. Holy Spirit is there with us all the time. We are speaking. We are speaking. When are you going to pray for us, men of God? I'm praying for you right now as I'm speaking. When is the men of God pray for us? Hey, be spiritual. Say that, be spiritual. You said you're going to pray for me. Haven't I done it? No, I didn't hear you speak. Oh, I prayed in my heart. Tell your neighbor, be spiritual. Hallelujah. I've got desires and I'm speaking in my heart. Desires concerning your life and I'm speaking in my heart. I'm not even opening my mouth. All the time when I see you, I speak it in my heart. This is my desire for this person. Suddenly it happens. And I've never spoken. I've never opened my mouth. I prayed in my heart. I believe one day I'll speak about the Lord's Prayer and its relevance. Its relevance, because that prayer was being taught to the disciples who lived in an era before Christ's death, and before the giving of the Holy Spirit. How does it apply to you right now? I'm meditating on that right now. Because when you talk about thy kingdom come, and the Bible tells us the kingdom has come, that when you see this thing, know that these things happen, you know that the kingdom is here, but you go and pray the Lord's Prayer that says, thy kingdom come. But he says, when you see this thing, go tell John, when you see this thing, know that the kingdom has come. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Say, the kingdom of God is here. When you see these things, hallelujah, happening. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Say, blessed be His holy name. So it questions the faithfulness of God. It questions what? You're saying you're not faithful, God. You're not faithful. You are not out there, Bahali. If you are faithful, why things are like this? Why things are like this? Why? Why? Number two, it questions the providence of God. In other words, God's involvement in every activities in our lives. You don't think that what you are facing now, God is not involved. You think He's not there. You think He's not there. The question is providence. Like Joseph, who was in a pit, thrown in a pit. It was God's providence. It was God who wanted him to go through what he was going through. So if he complains, then there is no Egypt, and then there is no prime minister. You see how complaining can affect your journey. Your spiritual journey. You are interfering with God. You are interfering. Let me leave this person alone. He's annoying me. Yeah? It's annoying. Because you're like saying, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know. You see, this is how things work. If you want me here, how can this happen? Some of us will go through worse things that have got nothing to do with where God says you are going. Like you're going south and you're not, you know you're supposed to go north. Then you start saying, Mudim, what's this now? Are you hearing me? Oh, yes. Complaining is questioning God's providence. Hallelujah. Romans 8, verse 28 says, all things work together. Huh? All things work together for what? For who? For those who do what? Who love God. Hallelujah. Now let me put it like this. Imagine you're making bread or whatever, cake or whatever. Some of the ingredients, they are not nice if you taste them separately. Some of them don't even have taste. I mean, things like vanilla, you correct me if I'm wrong. If you taste vanilla, am I right? You see, I know something about cooking. Contrary to some popular beliefs. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you see, imagine if the cake said, when we are putting vanilla, the cake says to you, no, this thing, wait. This thing has got no taste. This thing has got nothing. Why are you even putting it here? To the one who cooks. Vanilla questions, this cake questions, why are you adding vanilla here? Because it does not even taste anything. Because he does not know the final product. You see, that's the problem. We don't know the final product. Let's allow everything that is brought into this thing. Because we don't know the final product. Let's just bring it on. Bring it on. Next time you are in a traffic jam and the car is not moving, just say, bring it on. Oh. Bring it on. Oh, maybe it's time to listen to music. Maybe it's time to praise God. Maybe, are you hearing me? When your car stops in the middle of nowhere, you say, sure, maybe I needed quiet time. am I talking to somebody here? Eh? I told you. You see, the Bible says in Genesis 50, verse 20, in fact, it was Joseph talking to his brothers. He says, what you meant for good, God turned it. He turned it for better. This was, what you meant for worse, God turned it for better. You meant for evil, God turned it for good. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, you get stuck in the middle of nowhere. Oh, hallelujah. What a quiet time. What a nice place to have quiet time. Oh, I'm telling you, the devil will stop being your customer. Every time things don't go your way, you are the first one to speak. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, there's plenty of opportunities to complain. Even when you leave this church, before you get home, you'll get another one. Maybe two before you get home today. Opportunities, plenty, galore. So, complaining questions who? God's provision. I mean, God's providence. In other words, you are saying he does not know what he's doing. He's taking chances with my life. He says, this God he wants to experience with my life. I mean, to experiment with my life. It's too risky. You want to take control? Complain. Say neighbor. Artuelo complainer. You know what? We are just making enemies with everyone, including God. Hello? Amen. Some people in the house, everybody knows Banabarata complain. I hope it's not you. Senator, I hope it's not you in that house. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? It questions the power of God and the ability to change anything or to control anything. Jeremiah 32, verse 27 says, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? What is it? What is happening? Can't God change it? Can't God change it? Hallelujah. Can't God do what? Can't God change it? Turn your complaints into prayers. In other words, declare God's word. Declare God's will over anything you don't like. You can speak it loud. You are still praying. You don't have to close your ears. I mean your eyes. No, you just say it. This is it. You're already praying. You don't have to go lock yourself up. If you are seeing traffic is stopping and you believe it should not be stopping, you begin to say, traffic, let's get going now. I'm telling you, you've got authority over everything. If you feel it must be like that, then relax because you still know that God is in control. You know, you'll remember I used to say that, you know, sometimes I would be rushing to a place and passing stop signs and not stopping and hazards and all that. And when I get there, the meeting has been delayed by another hour. And you are the first one, and you are so angry. You are so angry. So why did they tell me, no, God tried to delay you. You flew, you even left God behind. Are you hearing me? He tried to stop you with everything. No, stop signs, you removed. Robots, you turned green. And when you get there, you are the only one who doesn't know that the meeting has been delayed by an hour. That time, your blood pressure is up. Your sugar is crazy. You don't have sugar in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, your amen is not strong.
Amen.
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 You feel like I'm boiling. Now you turn your frustration to who? Organizers. Oh, yes. What kind of organizers are these ones? What kind of organization is this one? Hey, you are speeding, now you are on the traffic, now you are on people. Kuri, it's just, I told you, you just move from one to another. Like, how come, say neighbor, So, when traffic is not moving, don't even try drive on the other side. You just follow. If he commanded to move, he's not moving. Okay, that's fine. It means it's the will of God. You stay there. 1 hour, you're moving 1 kilometer. Doing what? 1 kilometer in 1 hour. So you say, thank you, Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I was able to meditate in that hour. Something I could not have done. Amen. I'm done preaching. God bless you. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Did you get something for yourself?
Yes.
How many? One or two or three?
Yes.
Many.
Yes.
Your bag is full.
Yes.
This coming week, you will show it one or two things.
Yes.
You are going to be the calmest and the coolest person in town.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mame, at home, they will wonder, eh? Are you okay? You don't say anything. Hey, are you all here?
Amen.
Oh, there's a big change coming. People are going to be shocked. Amen. Hallelujah. If they ask you why, you say, I'm not going to surrender my authority to this thing. I know who I am. It will bow to me. Don't worry, it will bow to me. Those who keep doing this thing, I pray that they are delivered. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let them have their deliverance. This thing must not happen ever again. Yeah. Next time, how utola kama ila haina muriri. Take authority, but take authority. Take that kama eno, that kum hekum, and say, you hekum, whoever uses you must be responsible. Before they put it down, they say, hey, let me remove this here. Because something will speak to them. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Take control of your life. You are in charge.
Amen.
Say, neighbor, you are in charge.
Yes.
Take control. Don't play victim. Amen. Amen. Isn't it lovely to be in the house of God? Are we not getting better by day? Are we not becoming better people by day? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been prepared for something better and greater. Amen?
Amen.
There must be a reason. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anybody who wants to accept the Lord as their Savior? You are not born again, you want Jesus. Are you here? Lift up your hand. I'll pray with you right now. You are not born again. You just want to have a relationship with God. Lift up your hand right now. Those who will be listening to us on podcast, we also want to pray with them. If they want to give their lives to Jesus, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, say this word. Say, Lord Jesus, I open my heart. Come into my heart. Be in my Lord and my Savior. I know complaining is in the world, not for me, because I know who I am. I don't want to complain like them anymore. I want to come out of Egypt. I want to have a relationship with you. Come into my heart. Transform my life. Make me a better person. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.